Roe versus Wade has been officially overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. And joining us this morning to discuss this further is the WATD political analyst, John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. It's a very big decision that was made by the Supreme Court today. But I think what people should understand, the issue was the way you look at the Constitution. Is it an evolving document, or do you do word by word? The originalists, who are members of this particular Supreme Court, have ruled that the word privacy and abortion does not appear in the Constitution. Therefore, it's not a U.S. constitutional right. I heard one of your previous commentators talk about the Second Amendment earlier. The word arms, good or bad, right or wrong, is in the Constitution. So the question is, it goes back to the states. In Massachusetts, the governor just signed a reproductive right. It will go back to the state. But the question is, overall, the big question is the U.S. Constitution an evolving document, or is it a word-by-word document?
And, of course, the dissenters on the court said that this was actually that they've lost a constitutional protection that they called fundamental. So that's the dissenters, who were Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan.
Yeah, what they said was they never used the word law. And that's the important thing. Even when this was argued in December, the pro-abortion people never used the word law. And that's been the question of Roe v. Wade for 50 years. And now we have a six-judge originalist. By originalist, I mean how they interpret the Constitution, which is a word-by-word document and not a theory document.
Now, lately, of course, this comes at a time when people have been starting to view the Supreme Court as having been more political, that it's become politicized, especially the hearing process. How will this ruling impact that perception, do you think?
I'm 83, okay? So I was 33 years old when Roe v. Wade happened. Those justices who voted for Roe v. Wade were called politicians and not jurists. So that's the question, and that's the question that's going to have to be evolved over the years. Was the thing that argues in favor of the judge's methodology is that the Constitution was immediately amended with the Bill of Rights and has been amended 27 times. And what this jurist is saying, if you want to amend the Constitution, there's a process. But the process isn't from the Supreme Court, it's from the states.
Now, of course, this is, like we said, a very hot-button political issue, and we do have the midterms coming up. What impact do you think this is going to have on those upcoming midterms?
I think two things. I think guns and the abortion thing might help the Democrats. But when you look at how much you're paying for gasoline and what is inflation, so that will be the question that the voters will have to decide. Traditionally, the party in power loses seats in the House. And this year, the Democrats don't have much of a margin to lose. So it will be interesting how this decision decides who will control the next Congress.
And do you think that this could have Supreme Court hearings, the last of which have been pretty contentious? Do you think that's likely to continue? What I mean by that is when we're nominees for when they get their hearings, potential Supreme Court nominees.
Oh yeah, well they've already been that way, and even Speaker Pelosi went after the conservative justices. Well, if the shoe's on the other foot, next year McCarthy will go after the liberal judges. I mean, we've created the monster. I don't know how you control the monster, but it'll be interesting how the voters decide. But it has gone back with the states, and that is what the argument was in 1973.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
It's a political year, Dan. We'll be talking.
Indeed, we will.
Thank you.
And that's WATD political analyst John Creed. Traffic is next.